And hi there, everybody. This is Lenny Melnick, and let's see what's happening today in the world of fantasy baseball. It is Friday, June 15th. Jeremy Guthrie, he should be an all-star. 2-1 with a 1.71 ERA as a starting pitcher. 6 no decisions as a starter as well. Brian Roberts, 5-32. I'm telling you, that hamstring is really bothering him. In Boston, J.D. Drew batted first last night, went 0-5. Now, he had the 7th best on-base percentage of any regular. Francis was pitching for Colorado, a left-handed pitcher. Hello, Mr. Francona. I know the Yankees are breathing down your back, but who knows what happened with J.D. Drew, the 4th leadoff hitter in a row for the Boston Red Sox. Johnny Gomes hit a home run last night. He'll get some playing time as Greg Norton really hasn't done anything. Carl Crawford going through a 1-for-13 cycle with 8 strikeouts. In Cleveland, Jason Stanford comes up. He had TJ surgery in 2004. He was 4-1 in Buffalo. Seems to have got his act together with Westbrook coming back. They may have a great dilemma. What to do with Jason Stanford? Ryan Garko, 0-4. I mentioned a while ago when he was hitting around 320 that good hitter, real good hitter, but he may have peaked out. His average now is down to 297. Expect Garko to level off about 285 and then come back up slightly with that batting average. Chad Durbin finally came back down to earth, 3 2/3 innings. He's really not that good. When Rogers comes back, looks like Durbin, one more bad start. He's on a very short leash. He may go back into the bullpen. Alex Gordon hit home run number 5, went 2-for-4 last night. His 2nd tape measure home run in 2 days. He's 7-for-14, 8 RBIs in his last 4 games. Mark Tehan, 5 RBIs last night, 2 triples, went 3-for-5. He's only hit 1 home run this month, but still managed to be a very productive Major League ball player, great fantasy pick. Yoan Santana came this close to losing his 3rd start in the month of June. That's unheard of. Chad Gourdain, 4 1/3 innings. He's coming back to earth as well. His control is way off. Just didn't have it last night. He is not going to be the pitcher that he was early on in the season. Brandon Morrow, he belongs in that rotation. 7 walks in his last 2 2/3 innings. That's 3 appearances. He's absolutely off the plate. 25 1/3 innings. He's given up 26 walks. And Cameron Lowe, his secondary stuff was working last night. Comes back from the minors. Didn't even pitch a game down there. 7 strikeouts, no earned runs in 8 innings. Do you have the guts to put him in next time? Jared Saltamacchia played first base last night. Looks like he'll be in a platoon with Scott Thorman. He's 9-for-30 against left-handed pitching. In Philadelphia, don't forget, they didn't start turning it around last year until the end of July. They were 4-11 to open the season. Since then, 31-20. That's the best record in the National League. 3rd best in Major League Baseball. Soriano was 0-for-21, came out of it last night, went 2-for-5. Adam Dunn is on the block, absolutely on the trading block, but this is what Cincinnati wants. They want an infielder, preferably a second baseman. They want a starting pitcher, and they want a prospect. No way will that happen. Josh Hamilton came out of the game last night, little dizzy, so you want to monitor that. With Adam Everett breaking a leg, looks like Eric Brunlett's going to be the starting shortstop. Giovanni Gallardo, we've been waiting for him. Oh, yes, we have, along with Lincecum and Hughes and Bailey and Miller, all these rookie pitchers. If Gallardo pitches over the weekend out of the bullpen, Villanueva gets the start on Monday. If Gallardo does not pitch over the weekend in the bullpen, he will get the start on Monday. And John Van Benschoten, 6-4, 2.73 ERA, 27 years old, had reconstructive shoulder surgery. He's going to get a shot in that rotation for Pittsburgh. Another young stud coming up. Did you hold on to Garrett Atkins? I'll bet you did. 333 this month, grand slam home run for Atkins. And finally, Germano and San Diego. Justin Germano, 5-0. He's he sports a good curveball, an average fastball. He's a Greg Maddux type, but nonetheless, 5-0 with an ERA of 2.36. Do you have the guts to put him in and keep him in your lineup? If you have a chance to trade him, now's the time to do it. And Chase Headley was called up to replace Kevin Kosmanoff at third base. Possibility that Kosmanoff may go on the DL. It just goes to show you not a lot of confidence in Russell Branyan at third base. Lenny Melnick saying, send me an email, Lenny at LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. The hotline is open, 516-353-6375. You can call me anytime during the day. anytime today. I'm sitting here waiting for your calls. www.LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. That's the email address. Join me on the amusement park for fantasy baseball. That's my website. Until tomorrow, let's win some fantasy baseball.